Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's Podcast. This is Wayne Bennett, your host, and this is episode 128. It's January 31st, 2024, and our guest today is a longtime wrestling coach from Shady Spring High School, Larry Snuffer. Welcome, Larry. Now, you know, everything I've read about you, and you graduate from high school, Trap Hill High School in 1964, but I never hear anything about what you did before that. Tell me a little bit about growing up.
That's kind of nondescript. I was a country farm kid. My dad was a coal miner, and my mother was a hardworking housewife. I spent a lot of time working on farms for people and things like that, so I never did anything athletically at all. My parents never pushed athletics. They said we didn't have time. We had work to do. So
where exactly did you live around?
Maple Meadow.
Yeah,
you know, we used to call it the mouth of Maple Meadow. They call it Marshes now.
Uh-huh.
And I was born in a little house there. My Aunt Roxy's house, the house has since is burned.
Now, at Trap Hill at that time, did you play any sports or anything, or did you mainly work?
No, but when I had spare time, I hunted, fished, and trapped and ginsenged.
Oh.
We didn't have time for sports.
Was Glenn Daniel down at Trap Hill at that time the football coach?
Coach Daniel was there. He was the assistant football coach.
Okay.
Yeah, he sure was.
Who was the basketball coach at that time?
Coach Daniel.
Oh, Coach Daniel was...
Yeah.
Okay.
And Don Manning was the football coach.
Oh, I see. I knew Glenn Daniel was down there for quite a while. Now, after high school, you went right out of high school to WVU Tech?
Tech, yes.
Yeah. What'd you study there?
I went down there with the intentions of having a history major and a biology minor. And then all of a sudden, I discovered I had to take physics for some reason to... get a biology minor. And my advisor said, just don't worry about that. Just get the social studies comprehensive. So that's what I did. I didn't have a minor.
How'd you feel when WVU Tech or West Virginia Tech at that time moved to Beckley a few years ago?
That didn't bother me a bit, because I tell you what, if Montgomery's not the sphincter of the world, it's the appendix. Beckley, every time we go through Oak Hill, whoever I was riding with, or I'd say, why in the world did they not build that school here in Oak Hill? Well, that level land and all that. And then you go down to Montgomery, and we lived in the ghetto, too.
Well, it seems like it's been a good move. I don't think they've grown as fast as they thought they were going to grow, I think. But you got a beautiful campus now and a lot of activities.
Oh, yes. It's just a much better place than Montgomery.
Yeah. Now, when you graduated, you taught in Webster County for a while, didn't you?
My first job, I started right at the top, Woodrow.
I didn't know that.
I applied uptown on paper. One of the guys from the new Coach Manning, I can't think of names anymore. Anyhow, he stopped by we were sitting on a porch one day. He talked to my dad. He said, Alfred, you're a boy here. He graduated from college, didn't he? He said, yeah. He said, looking for a job? I said, well, I applied for the Board of Education. Well, they got an opening at Woodrow. So I went up and talked to Mr. Jackson and got on at Woodrow. Of course, then I tried to turn a Volkswagen into a bulldozer in 6 weeks. That's not a good idea, Wayne. You don't try to do that ever.
Yeah, I understand.
So I was in a traction for 2 months and a body cast for 2 months.
Wow.
And Dr. Lee, still with him and Hall, about releasing me. I knew they had to post that job for somebody else. I said, well, just take me off. Then about the 1st of August, he released me. And I wrote letters to every school system in a... within a radius of Raleigh County, and Webster's the only one that replied.
Really?
So I went to Webster County. I taught 2 years up there.
Did you live in Cowan?
I roomed up there, yes. The lady up there, she let you stay there for $50 a month. Of course, you were making $300 a month pay for teaching, so.
I haven't spent a whole lot of time in Webster County. I went over there and refereed some wrestling a couple of times. They couldn't get anybody to come over there. And,
I can understand that.
And I went over there, and I think Marty Miller, whose coach is there now, I think he was wrestling back at that time when I was refereeing in school.
Yeah, back in the 80s.
And they always had some Cougars and a few of those names there. But well, somewhere along the line, you got your got a degree in athletic training too, didn't you?
Yeah, I got my master's degree from WVU in speech communication. This is, I think, 82. It's when they mandated you have athletic trainers.
Yeah.
Well, they announced at school for anybody wanted to do this to come forward, and nobody did. And I said, I don't think I want that responsibility. What would they? Jack Cuddy used to be my neighbor down at Bolt, down at Maple Meadow. And I said, well, I said, we got to have somebody for our trainers. Why don't you do that? I said, Jack, I didn't finish my master's. Well, Mr. Baker said, they're going to pay for all of your classes, and they're going to be close to Beckley. Well, somebody spoke with a forked tongue. The first one, we did go to Concord for the first two, but then we went everywhere. And I think the board finally paid for one class, and I pocketed the rest of it, paid the rest of it out of my pocket the rest of the time. But I really got it. I just like kids. I like competition, and I enjoy working with the kids. And you don't really know kids, so you start fooling with them in extracurricular activities. And these football kids, it was a different situation than wrestling, you know. And I was their sounding board quite a bit, you know how that goes. I almost have a degree. I say I have a degree in athletic training, but they would not accept, Marshall wouldn't accept, WVU's research and writing class.
Really?
And that kind of torqued me. So I said, forget that.
And that's a tough class.
Yeah, it's a tough class. I wasn't going to repeat it. This has already had one, you know. So no, I tell them I've gotten more hours than that before I had to renew and stuff. No, technically I do not have one, but I'm state certified.
I think when I got one of the masters, I took the research class and stuff, and then I didn't take classes for a while, and then when I came back, I was going to a different school, and it was Marshall, and they wouldn't take the research class from College of Graduate Studies, so I had to take it over again. And, man, it was a lot of work, and came down. It was almost done, and the professor said, well, you didn't do this exactly the way I wanted it. And he said, you approved everything. And he said, well, I'm going to have to give you a B. And I said, I'll take it. I wasn't going to do any more work. But tell us how you got hired as the Shady Spring assistant wrestling coach.
Well, that's another story. The first wrestling match I ever saw, I was sitting in a chair at the corner of the assistant coach. I never had even seen a match before. But again, Sterling Lewis was coach's assistant, and he was starting his construction business on the side and didn't have time for it. And again, Gilbert Pennington, who used to coach at wrestling at Woodrow, came down. He was the assistant principal at that time. He says, Larry, we really need somebody to take this wrestling job. I said, Gilbert, I don't know anything about it. Coach Mann says, it doesn't matter. He just wants somebody to talk to. I said, okay, I can do that. So I agreed to take the job. And at that time, they had we weightlifted and did a little running and stuff like that while football was going off. The players didn't play football. So Coach had me doing that. About 2 weeks, I think, coming down the hallway with this big armload of books. I'm going, what's this? He drops stuff on my desk from Wade Shallis, Dale Barr, everybody, you know. And he says, start reading these. I'm going, yeah, well, so much for just somebody to talk to. But it was fun. If it had been a bad program, I probably wouldn't have enjoyed it so much. But I came right in there. Like I said, that we didn't score a point in that 76 match where Johnny Walker got hurt and didn't wrestle it either.
Mm-hmm.
But from then on, we were in the hunt for the state title, I mean, for years. And that makes it a whole lot more fun if you're winning.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I had an advantage. I was learning from Coach Manning. I mean, you're sitting right beside a living legend, you know. So it used to amaze me, even years later, when he come in, when Danny and I had it, you know, well, Coach, you can do this. I'm going, I never heard of that before, Coach. But boy, that sure would work. You know, he knew so much.
So you guys won a couple state championships there in 81, 82, was it?
80 and 81, then 87.
In 87. But right around there, not only were you the assistant coach at the high school, but Shady Junior High didn't have a coach. How did you get up there?
Coach Manning. He's a, and I did that for free, too. Well, I had a backer. But he said, we got to have a junior high program. I said, well, Coach, I don't want to give up the high school job. So well, you just go down there and work, and when you get finished, that's you come up here with me. Well, yeah, I'm doing both of them. Because that time, we couldn't practice together. That would have been the perfect thing to brought those junior high kids up there and practice in the same room.
Uh-huh.
But I was down on the old stage down to, for, I think, 3 years, I think.
Wow.
And did that. Well, you had your park. You had some darn good teams there.
So you had to go to the junior high matches and the
high school matches. Yeah.
You didn't have much free time.
No, there wasn't any free time at all. Not much at all.
But then Danny Carter got out of school and came back around, and he ended up taking the junior high team.
He took over for me.
Uh-huh. He worked with you 1 year, right?
What's that?
Did he work with you 1 year?
No, not down there. He's coming on his own.
I went back
to high school.
So then he came up to help you. And when did Dix pass away? Do you remember what year?
No, I can't remember the year.
Okay. I didn't know whether he was still around when you were coaching in high school.
Oh, yeah. He comes shuffling every day.
Okay.
Because there's a contingent. I'm not going to mention any names. They want a coach out. And I told him, I said, Coach, I said, there's a movement afloat to try to get you to quit. I'm not behind it. I said, I'll be your assistant forever. Doesn't bother me a bit. And he said, well, I know. One day he came in, he says, I'm going to hang it up. And I said, I talked to Lou about it. And he said, but Larry said, no, he's not going to do anything he doesn't want to. That's how she was, you know. And I told him, I said, Coach, you said, this is your program. You're welcome here anytime you want to come in. And Jack Kincaid would bring him up, and he'd shuffle over there.
And when you took it over, the high school, it's about right around the time Shady was moved up to AAA there for.
Oh, Lord, yes. Oh, yeah. We had some tough years. And our numbers were down too. I mean, 1 year, I had I called them the Fantastic Five I wrestled a regional with.
Wow.
And the next year, the Magnificent Seven.
Really?
But you know what? We always scored in the state tournament. Always had a good individual or two.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there for years and years, Shady Spring always ran the regional tournament, and then when they started Coalfield, they usually they were one of the
also
schools,
in Woodrow. Right?
And it just seemed like regional time is Shady Spring, and it seemed like it snowed every time we had a region. Lord. It was going to snow, and we're always kind of worried about Big Creek and Yeager and them making it to the region, but they were usually the first teams here. That happened.
They stayed in the gym 1 year. I think Big Creek did.
Really?
It snowed like 18 inches or something that day, and they just we took some of them home. A couple of kids stayed here.
Now, when you became athletic trainer for Shady Spring first.
I was there 10 years.
And then you went to Independence. How come you did that? Or can you tell us?
My philosophies and the philosophy of the new head coach weren't quite right.
Okay.
And my friend John McComas, who got to know at Shady, a really good friend. Their trainer quit. And he came over here and talked to me and finally recruited me into going over there. But he got me over there. And then I stayed there 20 years.
Wow.
I'd say 20 years.
Now you were, you coached at the high school until 2005, I think. And then you turned the program over to
06.
06?
No, TJ and Andrew Lester talked me into staying another year. I was going to hang it up that year. And that year, Andrew's last, his mother got sick and was in the hospital. He had to move up like 2 weight classes before the regional. And CJ moved to Houston or Texas or somewhere with these. So I said, this is it. I said, I'm done.
Now you're running all those, the regional tournaments and sometimes the Coalfield and stuff like that. You know, your wife was pretty active.
Oh, gosh, I couldn't have done it without Connie. Oh, Lord. That's another reason why I quit. I'm not going to mention any names ever. We had a family whose child wrestled for us. It's kind of difficult to deal with. And she always took care of the rooms and things for the state, divvied out meal money. I had a little package, you know, things of that sort. She's just, I'm not doing this anymore. I said, I guess I quit. So I kind of had it set up. I was wanting Danny to get the job anyway. So I kind of waited till late till I knew he would take it. Danny's a great coach, good with kids. He's one of these guys, he knows it, but can also teach it. There's a lot of guys, they know it, but can't teach a lick. Mm-hmm. But he's really good. And so I got him. Then his mom and dad got sick, and then he got sick. So he had to just give it up.
Yeah. You guys, from the past, I mean, there was some of the old guys would come back every once in a while and help out. I guess Jeff Lester came around.
So. Jeff was there, yeah. Jeff was Danny's assistant.
When did you retire from teaching?
18 years ago. What would that make it? 2005, I think.
Now, did you still continue training or sports training?
Oh, yeah. I didn't give up the training of independence until how long John been there? Six years ago.
What have you seen on the difference in wrestling lately? I mean, compared to what the old days were, is it better, worse? I mean, the kids are wrestling more and they're getting more clinics and things like that. But have you seen any major differences? That
kids are better now than they ever were. Mm-hmm. Because of all the competition they're in. I mean, when I started, you had to read books and go to clinics and things like that. If you want to learn to wrestle now, you need a video. Right there it is, the best in the world going to teach you. There's Kenny Church of everything he does right there. Dan Gable right there. Wade Shallis right there. A guy that takes that job and says he don't know and dad learned is not willing to. It's right there for you. Kids are smarter than they used to be. I mean, it's just plain. I don't care what anybody says. You know, it's plain and simple. But I think kids, the technique is now better than it ever was. I think so.
Yeah.
And conditioning. So much. Granted, I think we had some kids, their whole body was stronger than kids now because they worked. They were on farm kids. They're loading hay and loading post timbers. Anybody's ever loaded post timbers, that's a tough job, buddy.
Yeah.
And their whole body was strong. But that's the major difference there, I think. But, of course, a kid now has to do some kind of, because he's sitting there with a computer playing with a keypad or something like that. That doesn't make you strong at all. Get your fingers going good. But,
yeah, I think the kids today, I mean, they get more exposure to different types of techniques and those kind of things. And one of the things I've kind of noticed, though, is sometimes they don't, when they need to just stay fundamental, they don't, you know.
Well,
they,
fundamentals, you know, I told some guys, I think, a bar and a half, they're allergic to it now.
Yeah.
Scarborough wouldn't know.
I've been watching since the pandemic. I've been watching more wrestling, college wrestling on the internet. And my gosh, things that those guys do are unbelievable. I mean, it's just crazy what some of them do in the condition that some of them are in. You taught some homebound students for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I taught off and on. I taught homebound for about 15 years or so.
Really?
I taught homebound kids while I was still teaching. Then after I retired, that's what I did was take on the homebound kids.
Now they do about all that stuff virtually, don't they?
Yeah, the computer took my job. Into that job. But yeah. My boys, the boys I know, they just dropped out because they weren't going to do all that stuff on the computer. I like a challenge. So I know when somebody gave me a call, I had a ringer.
So. like I said, that's going virtual. They've named a tournament after you here at Shady Spring High School in your honor, but they called it an illegal slam.
Yeah.
Slam's illegal holder.
Yeah, that's true.
But the,
well, I told Anthony, I said, Anthony, you're supposed to wait till somebody dies before you name something after.
Well, now, they asked me one time when they was going to call a Wayne Bennett Knowles, and I said,
right.
I said, as long as you don't call a memorial, right, I'll be fine. Yeah, but let's make it work out. Well, Larry, I appreciate you talking to us, and you've touched a lot of lives, and positively, a lot of young men that got some good from your teaching and your philosophy, and I'm glad to see you're doing well, and anytime you want to come back and talk to us, we'll get you in there.
Yeah, I'll do that. Come up with a few more war stories.
Okay. Yeah, well, some of it we can tell.
Yeah, some of it.
Anyone else out there that'd like to be on our program, you can contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com, and we'll get you on here. And until next time, remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet, and God bless you.